हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यम् करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नमः। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। Yesterday just we met after long break, and today we have to enter into the study of the Brahmanandavalli, otherwise known as Brahmavalli. It is also known as Anandavalli. The speciality about this Taittiriya Upanishad is that there are Shantipatas. Generally, an Upanishad has a Shantipataha. The Shantipata of a given Veda becomes the Shantipata of that particular Upanishad of that particular Veda. So, Upanishad belonging to Rig Veda will have its own Shantipata. Which belonging to Shukla Yajurveda will have its own Shantipata. And here, Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to Krishna Yajurveda, and Krishna Yajurveda Shanti Pataha is this Sahana Bhavatu. But only in this Upanishad we have three Shanti Patas. We have Shanti Pata in the beginning of the Shikshavalli, Shanno Mitra. And we have the same Shanti Pata repeated with the past tense verbs at the end of the Shikshavalli. And again, we have a specific Shanti Pataha at the beginning of the Brahmanandavalli. This is the Krishna Yajurveda Shanti Pataha. What about Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha? Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha, the Shanti Pataha also, of course, belongs to Krishna Yajurveda, but that is specifically chanted before the Shikshavalli, beginning of the Shikshavalli. And the Sahana Avatu is a Shanti Pataha, generally Shanti Pata of Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda Shanti Pataha. And about the Shanti Patas, there are various views. Some people say that both Shanti Patas must be recited before beginning the study of the Brahmanandavalli. Both the Shanti Patas means one must recite Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha first, then we must recite Sahana Bhavatu, then we should begin the study. And some people say, actually, even the Shanti Pataha present at the end of the Shikshavalli should be read first, then Sahana Bhavatu should be read later. And there's another view that no, those Shanti Patas belong to the Shikshavalli. And this is the Sahana Bhavatu is the only Shanti Pataha which should be recited before we begin the study of the Brahmanandavalli. These are the views. Anyway, whatever are the views here we have, still all the Shanti Patas are highly meaningful and they present beautiful prayer. we cannot pray better. Pujya Swamiji always used to say this. When we recite Shankar Bhagavatpada Stotras, we have made beautiful prayers already. We do not even know what we should pray for. We are so naive and ignorant. We recite those stotrams. The stotrams have exactly the best prayers. Similarly, as a spiritual aspirant, when we recite these Shanti mantras, without even knowing the meanings, we have prayed for the best of things. There is no better prayer, a greater prayer than praying for the moksha. There is no greater prayer than the praying for jnanam. There is no greater prayer than the prayer praying for the strength to live a life of dharma. That is why Swamiji always used to say this. A prayer is an exalted, all-inclusive, complete prayer. If we pray to Bhagavan, asking for the urge of right and wrong, and praying for the strength to live a life of dharma, prayer for the strong will to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong, and prayer for the knowledge of what we can change, what we cannot change, and prayer for the knowledge and strength to change what we can prudently, intelligently, and to accept gracefully what we cannot change. And this is such a prayer, is an exalted, all-inclusive, complete prayer. Why it's an exalted, all-inclusive, complete prayer? Because a prayer which will put an end to the very act of praying. Once a person attains jnanam, discovers freedom as a result of jnanam, what else is to be accomplished then? Everything else becomes accomplished as it were. A person can revel in the vision of fullness of happiness. Person can have the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness. Means there's no inadequacy. There won't be needs. There won't be desires. And what is the need for one to pray for? The prayer should culminate in the attainment of the vision of the non-duality of the reality. That is why the prayer must be all-inclusive, complete, exalted prayer, which puts an end to the very act of praying. And all the Shanti mantras actually take care of such prayers. Okay? Let us see here. And here, before we enter into the Brahmananda Valley, yesterday we have understood briefly certain things, and we are going to understand very elaborately, very clearly. Even though we know the Shanti Pataha, Krishna Yajurveda Shanti Pataha, still we have to recite it again as part of the Sampradaya, as part of the tradition. Okay. So in this Brahmananda Valley, we see this chapter beginning with the Shanti Pataha. The teaching begins from the first Anuvakaha. So before we enter into the first Anuvaka, we see the Shanti Mantraha. And the beauty is, Adi Shankara Bhagavat Padaha has written commentary on this Shanti Pataha here. Briefly. So let us begin with the Shanti Pataha today. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastumavidvishavahai ओम शांति 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 ही। शुक्ल यजुर्वेद शांति पाठ पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदम। द शांति पाठ इज ऑलवेज रिसेट एट द एंड ऑफ द क्लास इवन द शांति पाठ बिकॉज दैट शांति मंत्र इट्सेल्फ प्रेजेंट्स द विजन ऑफ नॉन ड्युअलिटी ऑफ द रियलिटी अंदर शांति द चांटिंग ऑफ शांति द वर्ड शांति इज द स्वरास आर डिफरेंट ओम शांति 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 whereas here or everywhere you chant shanti om shanti 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 anudatta swaraha is found for ti in first shanti and second shanti and the third shanti we see swarita swaraha swarita swaraha anudatta and swarita swaraha we find here so shanti 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 and visarga many people when they chant shanti 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 they say no the visarga precedes palatal sha sibilant palatal sibilant is sha and because this the visarga should become shanti 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 visarga preceding the palatal sibilant also becomes a palatal sibilant sha and then you see anudatta swara for under this sti in the first and second shanti the third shanti we see above the ti you see swarita swara that is shanti okay I'm not going to say more than that about the swaras okay here om like any mantra this mantra also begins with omkara pranavaha because we know om itself is an auspicious utterance being a sound symbol of ishvara which stands for ishvara the whole which serves as a symbol a meditation upon sagunam brahma ishvara anirgunam brahma the attributeless reality therefore mantra begins with om then saha we take saha this sa ha can be taken together as one word saha means together or if you break it also saha third person singular pronoun saha then ha should be taken as Anipata, which means indeed, which does not convey specific meaning, but you can take it as Nipata, in the sense, it here in this context only it conveys indeed, the meaning is indeed. Saha, that Lord, ha, indeed. Then you break is now avatu, now avatu, break it now avatu. So avatu is imperative verb. Avatu means rakshatu. We're going to see the meaning of Bhashyam also. Avatu is equal to rakshatu. Avati, avataha, avanti, avasi, avataha, avatha, avami, avavaha, avamaha. We know this verb. So avatu, protect, may protect. So saha, the third person singular pronoun saha, means that. So may that Ishwaraha, may that Bhagavan, may that Lord, protect us now is a dual form of naha now na asman that's when now may that Lord indeed protect us both protect both of us Otherwise, we take it as sahat, as one word, meaning together. So maybe that Lord is implied here. There's no word for Lord. We take saha as indeclinable word, meaning together. There's only one word. So saha, that Lord is implied there. Saha, now saha avatu. Where is Ishvara here? Ishvara is implied. May that Ishvara, may that Lord protect us together. That's the meaning. So Ishvara is implied if we take the word Saha as an indeclinable word meaning together. If we break it, then Saha becomes that Lord, Ha becomes indeed. So may the Ishvara protect us together. May the Ishvara indeed protect both of us together. Both of us here means the teacher and the taught. Sahanau bhunaktu. The word bhunaktu also literally means protect. May that Lord protect us both again. It also means may that Lord nourish both of us, the teacher and the taught. So, if you take it as avatu and bhunaktu, two different verbs giving the same meaning, may that Lord protect both of us together, the teacher and the taught. Here, if we take both verbs as the words of same meaning, then first avatu stands for relative protection. Second avatu stands for absolute protection, bhunaktu. What is relative protection? What is absolute protection? So may the Lord bless us with knowledge, relative protection. May the Lord bless us with the knowledge. May the Lord bless us with the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. This is absolute protection. So, sahanau bhunaktu, sahanau avatu, sahanau bhunaktu. May Ishwaraha, may the Lord protect us together, both teacher and the taught. May the Lord bless us, nourish us together. Then, saha viryam karavavahai. Viryam karava, saha karavavahai. So again, viryam means strength. May we both have the strength together. May we both have the strength together. Strength means what? May we both have the strength here implies the capability, capacity. Means, may we both have the strength. May the teacher have the strength to teach and may strength of knowledge to teach. The student has the strength of understanding the teaching. So may we both have the strength together. Viryam karavavahai. We'll see the elaborate meaning again in the Bhashya. Then Tejasvi now adhitam astu. Adhitam. Adhitam Tejasvi now. Adhitam astu. Adhitam. Adhitam means understood. Whatever has been studied and understood. B. Tejasvi. See, Tejas means brilliance. Tejas is a sakarantaha namusakalingaha shabdaha. Sakarantaha namusakalinga shabdaha Tejas, the neutral gender word. But Tejasvi, when you say brilliant adjective. But here, adhitam happens to be neutral gender word. Tejasvi, adhitam, understood, whatever has been studied and understood, B, become brilliant. The student has studied, whatever the student has yet to study, the teacher has already studied. So the knowledge which has been already acquired by the teacher, be brilliant. The knowledge which has yet to be attained by the student also be brilliant. The knowledge being brilliant means what? Whatever has been understood. Whatever has to be understood by the student and whatever has been understood by the teacher. The knowledge attained by the teacher, knowledge which has to be attained by the student, be brilliant means may it be beneficial. May it be effective. Adhitam, now adhitam, tejasvi astu, now adhitam. Means avayoho, whatever has been added by us, be brilliant, be effective, be productive, be beneficial. Adhitam astu. Then ma vidvishavahai. So vidvishavahai, again dual verb. So may we both not, literally it means may we not hate each other. There's no need for the teacher to hate the student, especially as a teacher of Vedanta. Definitely not. There's no need for the student to hate the teacher, and who has come to the teacher looking up to him for jnanam. There's no need for the hatred. So here, let there not be any communication gap between the teacher and the student. There's a possibility of, see, there will be situations where there will be possibility of having communication gap, misunderstanding happening on the part of the student or the part of this teacher because of accidentally committed or omitted, committed wrong thing or committed, omitted right thing, unexpectedly, inadvertently, accidentally, during the study, the period of the study of the Shastram, if there is any, that there's a possibility of having some misunderstanding of each other. There can be communication gap. Here, ma vidvishavaha means may we both not have any misunderstanding of each other. Which means, let there be adequate effort on the part of the student to rise oneself to the level of the teacher, to understand what is being taught. So let there be also effort on the part of the teacher to come down to the level of the student to communicate subject matter, that there is no communication gap between the teacher and the taught. This is the literal meaning of this verse. So, now adhitam tejasvi astu. Now adhitam tejasvi astu. Very important. We are all requesting you, Bhagavan. Now we are really sparing time, energy. We are leaving everything else and we are sparing time because the most important thing for us in life, we are spending whole life. Now for living this life, we have to spend time for earning. No, we have to spend time for, sorting out things. But now it's all ultimately for jnanam and moksha. And for that jnanam, we are sparing time now. Therefore, this whatever is understood should be understood properly. So, adhitam, now adhitam, tejasvi astu. Now adhitam means what? Avayoho adhitam, whatever is our knowledge we have understood, must be brilliant, effective, beneficial, useful, productive, fruitful. The word ma vidvishavahai. Kalpudu Swamiji always used to say this. Learning happens in a friendly atmosphere. Learning can never happen in an unfriendly atmosphere. Definitely not. Therefore, there will be a friendly atmosphere means there must be friction-free, lubricated understanding. Relationship between the student and the teacher. Very unique and very special. Only then things teaching can enter this head, it can get, it can be understood, it can be assimilated, can be ascertained. Therefore, ma vidvishavahai. It's a beautiful mantra anyway. And we say, om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. We know definitely, adhyatmikatapa shantihi, adhibautikatapa shantihi, adhidaivikatapa shantihi. We pray for the peace. We pray for, how can there be peace if we have tapa, if we have pain, if there are obstacles? We can peacefully pursue the teaching only if the obstacles are not there. Only if the pain of pain caused by obstacles is not there. Therefore, to ward off the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources, one's own self and anything and everything other than oneself and the natural crisis, you will say, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Sadhyatmika Adibhautika Adidaivika Tapatraya Nivrityartam Trivaram Shantiruchyate. Three times Shantihi is uttered. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us go to see now. So how should we understand this now? Bhagavan Nau Saha Avatu. Bhagavan Nau Saha Bhunaktu. Avam Viryam Avam Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Full stop. Nau Adhitam Tejasvi Astu. Then, Ma Vidvishavahai again. Avam Ma Vidvishavahai. Avam means may we both not have any misunderstanding, communication gap between us. So, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay. So, Bhashyam. We'll see the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary here on this mantra. First of all, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains again why Shantihi. He says, Shantihi is a ikaranta strilinga shabda. Therefore, Shantihi Pathita. Shantihi Pathita means what? Shanti mantra has been recited. Shanti mantra has been chanted. And what is Shanti mantra? He says, Atita Vidya Prapti Upasarga Prashamanartha Shantihi Pathita. Okay. First, he says, first, in the beginning of the Sikshavalli, Shanti mantra was recited, was chanted. Shantihi Pathita. When the Tapratyanta Shabda comes, it gives the present perfect tense meaning. It also gives the past tense meanings. Therefore, Shantihi Pathita means what? Shanti mantra has been recited. Shanti mantra was recited. Both translations are correct. So here, Shanti mantra was chanted, recited. When the beginning of the Sikshavalli. And for what? What was the purpose? Atita Vidya Prapti Upasarga Prashamanartha Shantihi Patita. The Shanti mantra was recited for resolving. Prashamanam means resolving, for resolving. Prashamanartha, for the purpose of resolving the obstacles, upasargas, in the attaining the knowledge which has already taught, which has been taught in the previous section, Sikshavalli. Atita Vidya means, what Atita Vidya? The knowledge of the Sagunam Brahma. Knowledge of Sagunam Brahma means, Sagunam Brahma Vidya, Saguna Vidya means what? Aparavidya. You can say aparavidya in the sense here, knowledge pertaining, knowledge of కర్మ, ఉపాసనం, వాల్యూస్, రిచువల్స్, మెడిటేషన్, యూ కెన్ సే ఆల్ దిస్, ఆల్ దోస్ ద డిసిప్లిన్స్. యూ కెన్ సింప్లీ సే ప్రిపరేటరీ డిసిప్లిన్స్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, ఉపాసనం, వాల్యూ, సామాన్య ధర్మ ఎక్సెట్రా. సో అతీత విద్యా ప్రాప్తౌ ఉపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థం శాంతి పఠిత. సో శాంతి మంత్ర వాస్ చాంటెడ్ రిసైటెడ్ ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ రిజాల్వింగ్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ అటైనింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ which has discussed in the previous chapter. Idanim tu, now in the second before we begin the second chapter or second section known as Brahmanandavalli. Now idanim is also an indeclinable word which means now. Idanim tu, whereas now వక్ష్యమాణ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ప్రాప్త్యుపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థ. ఉపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి పఠ్యతే. నో శాంతి పఠిత బిఫోర్, నో శాంతి పఠ్యతే ఇదానీం. నౌ అగైన్ అనదర్ పీస్ ఇన్వోకేషన్ ఈస్ చాంటెడ్ రిసైటెడ్ which is specifically for the purpose of resolving the obstacles. Upasarga prashavanartha shantihi. Upasargaha, yesterday also explained, upasargaha in grammar means prefix, here upasargaha means obstacles, impediments, hurdles. So upasarga prashavanartha shantihi pathyate. So pathyate is the present tense passive verb. శాంతి పఠ్యతే. సో పఠిత ఇస్ అ పాస్ట్ ప్యాసివ్ పార్టిసిపల్. సో పఠ్యతే ఇస్ అ ప్రెసెంట్ టెన్స్ ప్యాసివ్ వాయిస్ వర్బ్. సో శాంతి పఠ్యతే. సో శాంతి మంత్ర ఈస్ చాంటెడ్ రిసైటెడ్ నౌ ది బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ రిజాల్వింగ్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ అటైనింగ్ the knowledge of Brahman which is going to be imparted. Vakshyamana Brahma Vidya means what? Vakshyamana means which is going to be unfolded, which is going to be taught, which is going to be discussed. Vakshyamana Brahma Vidya, the knowledge of absolute reality, Brahman, which is going to be imparted, it's going to be discussed in the second chapter. In attaining that knowledge, Brahma Vidya Praptau, Saptami Tatpurusha Samasaha, Brahma Vidya Praptau Upasargaha, Brahma Vidya Prapti Upasargaha. So Brahma Vidya వక్ష్యమాణ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ప్రాప్తి ఉపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి పఠ్యతే. నౌ ది శాంతి పాఠ ఈస్ చాంటెడ్ ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ రిజాల్వింగ్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ అటైనింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మ విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఇంపార్టెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ నోన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి. వక్ష్యమాణ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ప్రాప్త్యుపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి పఠ్యతే. సమ్ స్పెల్లింగ్ మిస్టేక్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, దోస్ ఐ డోంట్ నో, సమ్ ఇన్ ద బుక్ వెర్ ఐ యామ్ ఫాలోయింగ్ సమ్ స్పెల్లింగ్ ప్రింట్ మిస్టేక్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఇఫ్ యువర్ బుక్ ఇస్ డోంట్ నో, డజన్ హావ్ ఎనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, నో ప్రాబ్లమ్, యూ కెన్ ఫాలో ఇట్ యాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్. వక్ష్యమాణ బ్రహ్మ విద్యా ప్రాప్తి ఉపసర్గ ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి పఠ్యతే. ప్రాప్తి ఉపసర్గ ప్రాప్త్యుపసర్గ ఎండ్స్ అంది దర్. ఓకే, ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి, శాంతి హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి ఎ స్త్రీలింగ శబ్ద, సే ప్రశమనార్థ శాంతి. ప్రశమనార్థ శ్లోక, ప్రశమనార్థం కార్యం, The work for resolving prashmanartham karyam, prashmanartham karma, prashmanartha shlokaha, prashmanartha shantihi. Please make note of the gender there. Okay, prashmanartha shantihi, prashmanartham karma, prashmanartha shlokaha. Verse for the purpose of resolving, action for purpose of resolving, and peace invocation for the purpose of resolving. They say prashmanartha shantihi idanim pathyate. Okay. So again, Brahma Vidya, knowledge of absolute reality, is the main, most important knowledge. It is the knowledge which is going to liberate us from bondage of samsara. In attaining this jnanam, definitely there will be obstacles. In every endeavor, there will be obstacles. And of course, in attaining Brahma Vidya, there will be obstacles. And to remove all those obstacles, and we are here invoking the grace of Bhagavan. So he continues now. Shannaha shanno mitra iti sahana vatu iti cha. So shanno mitraha shanno mitra shambarunaha iti. He just quotes the first line of the mantra, Shanti mantra, which was recited before. Then he quotes the first line of this present Shanti mantra, Sahana Vavatu Iti Cha. In this manner, the previously also the mantra was Shanti mantra, peace invocation was chanted. Now also Shanti mantra, the peace invocation is chanted, specifically for the purpose of resolving the obstacles in attaining the knowledge. Shanno Mitraha Ityadi Purvavate Spashtam. So Shanno Mitra Ityadi Purvavate Spashtam. So the specific Purvavate, like before, how the Shanti Mantra was very clear, and now also this Shanti Mantra also is very clear. Very clear means what? Very clear means we know clearly the purpose of chanting the Shanti Mantra. Okay, now Chakra Bhagavatpada comments on the very mantra. Saha Navavatu. Sahanavavatu. There he says, now. He breaks that navavatu as now. Now means what? Us. Dual form. Now is us. Mom, now, naha, or asman. So now means us, both of us. What he says, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Sishya acharyo, sishya hacha, acharya hacha, sishya acharyo. Sahageva avatu, avatu rakshatu. So, may Bhagavan protect us, both of us, the teacher and this disciple, together. Rakshatu, avatu is equal to rakshatu. Kindergarten lesson, so you will be, language is simple, mantra is already known, meanings are also already known, very simple, but still we don't want to miss it here. Sahana Vavatu now is equal to Sishyacharyau. Sishyacharyau again, Sishyacha, Acharyacha, together Sishyacharyau. Dual form of Sishya and Acharya. Sahayeva, together. Together only. Avatu is equal to Rakshatu. Sahayeva avatu. Sahayvavatu. Rakshatu. Then, the second sentence. Sahanav bhunaktu. So, may Bhagavan protect us, the teacher and the student, together. How? Bhunaktu. Bhunaktu is equal to bhojayatu. See, Bhojayati is a causative verb. Abhunakti. Bhungte. Bhungte means eats, enjoys. Please make it's atmanepadam. Bhungte. Eats, enjoys, experiences. We have to get the meaning in the context. So here bhungte means enjoys, eats. Bhungte also means protects. So here, different commentators give different, both meanings also. So bhungte means, so bhunaktu. But here, bhojayatu. Bhojayatu is a causative verb. So may feed, mata putram bhojayati. So mata sishum bhojayati. Shishu does not eat. The baby does not eat herself or himself. Mother feeds. Mata shishum bhojayati. Their bhojayati means feeds, makes the child eat. Causative verb. So here bhojayati, bhojayatu, bhunaktu, sahanav bhunaktu. May Bhagavan protect both of us together absolutely. May Bhagavan protect us both. How? Like the teacher has been already protected. But still the teacher has all the knowledge. The student has yet to attain the jnanam. So may Bhagavan bless both the teacher and the student together. Protect them. How? By blessing us with the knowledge. By blessing us with enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. So bhojayatu here means what? May Bhagavan bless us with the enjoyment. May Bhagavan make us enjoy. May Bhagavan make us enjoy the benefit of jnanam. What is the use of attaining jnanam if you are not able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam? The whole effort is to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. So may Bhagavan bless us the enjoyment of the knowledge, the benefit of knowledge. The Bhagavan make us enjoy the benefit of jnanam. In terms of, may Bhagavan bless us with the enjoyment of the moksha, freedom. Sahanav bhunaktu bhojayatu. So shravanam we do, and shravan, definitely after shravanam, ajnanam becomes resolved. Ajnana nivrtihi happens when shravanam is done. Ajnana nivrtihi happens. It means jnanam is there. But still, the jnanam may have lot of doubts. So, ajnana nivrtihi happens, shravanena ajnana nivrtihi bhavati. When ignorance resolves as a result of being given to the discipline of listening, there are doubts, still doubts also may be there. In ignorance, doubts are not possible. In knowledge, if we have some knowledge, the doubts are possible. Therefore, even after being given to this discipline of shravanam, listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the shastram, even when the ignorance becomes resolved, even when there is knowledge, that knowledge may be doubtful knowledge. So, samshaya purnam jnanam is possible. That is why maranam is important to resolve the doubts. So, maranam, what is maranam then? So, shravanena jnana nivrittihi bhavati. Mananena samshaya nivrittihi bhavati. So resolving the doubts in what has been understood is possible only when we are given to the discipline of mananam. Even after having gone through disciplines of shravanam and mananam, even after having attained clear doubt-free knowledge, still there is a possibility of not being enjoying the benefit of jnanam. Still, we will not be able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Even after having clear doubt-free knowledge, still it is possible for us to be samsaris. We do not become free. We do not discover freedom. We do not enjoy the benefit of jnanam. because of habit caused errors, habitual errors. Therefore, what has been clearly understood clearly without any doubts must become assimilated, must be ascertained, that the knowledge will be always handy, that we can enjoy the benefit of jnanam. But one must have ascertained knowledge. That is why nididhyasanam is recommended as a means. So nididhyasanam is a discipline specifically for assimilating, ascertaining the doubt-free knowledge, that the knowledge will be ever remembered, never forgotten, that one can enjoy the benefit of jnanam. So may Bhagavan bless both of us, the teacher and the student. Such a way that we both enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Means what? We have shravana jnanam, we have manana jnanam, we have samshaya, we have jnana nivritti, ajnana nivritti, we have samshaya nivritti, we also have what? Viparita bhavana nivritti. Viparyaya nivritti. So nididhyasam is for viparyaya nivritti. So may Bhagavan bless us with even viparyaya nivritti, not only ajnana nivritti, not only samshaya nivritti. May Bhagavan bless us with the resolution of ignorance, resolution of doubts. May Bhagavan bless us with the resolution of even the habitual errors. It viparyaya nivritti. Thereby may Bhagavan bless us with the enjoyment of the benefit of jnanam. Therefore it said, sahanav bhunaktu bhojayatu, which is the absolute protection. Saha viryam. So what is viryam? Viryam literally we say strength. Saha means together. Vidyadi nimittam samarthyam karavavahai. Karavavahai means nirvartayavahai. Karavavahai is equal to nirvartayavahai. Nirvartayavahai. So nirvartayavahai means what? May we both make effort. May we both put in effort. May we both make effort. To have what now? It says, vidya nimittam samarthyam. So, viryam is equal to samarthyam. So, samarthyam. So, may we both make. Here, the word saha literally means together. Together means equally, simultaneously, may we both make appropriate, adequate efforts. So that we both have the capacity. So capacity means what capacity here? The teacher must be blessed with the capability to communicate well, to make the student understand better. The student must have the capacity to receive, retain, and assimilate the teaching. So both of them need capability, capacity. Saha viryam karavavahai. May we both have the strength. May both have the capacity. Means, may we both have the capacity for the teaching to be effective. Means, may the teacher be blessed with the capacity to communicate clearly, to make the student, to be able to make the student understand the teaching. May the student be blessed with the capacity to be able to understand the teaching, retain and assimilate the teaching. Therefore, may we both be blessed with adequate capacity, capability for the learning to take place. So vidyadi nimittam. The vidyadi nimittam means what? Then with tremendous patience, the teacher, I tell you, Pooja Swamiji was that, okay? Tremendous patience. Swamiji was known for his daya, compassion. Now, our idiotic questions were asked satsang also, Swamiji would. Simply, he would not make any comments, okay? Make a person feel him small. He'll patient sometimes we answer. You know, others may get irritated. People who are in the class, the satsang. Why this person is asking these questions? But Swamiji would be very patient. So the patience, tolerance, accommodation. Accommodation, all these imply the teacher's capability, capacity. The teacher is highly capable. Teacher means what? Not just communicating. Of course, communication is very important. The clarity, the teacher's capability, capacity is in the clarity of vision. The clarity of vision the teacher has is the greatest capability. And because the teacher revels in the vision, because the vision backed accommodative nature, because accommodative nature, the patience, tolerance, and being free from even sattvic bondage, sattvic bandha. Sometimes people are very intelligent, they've understood the teaching, and they get irritated easily. They cannot stand other people's nonsense behavior. That is also what? They're afflicted by something, in spite of being very intelligent. So they can't stand simple nonsense behavior. That also becomes, it's called sattvika bandha. So teacher is the one who is highly accomplished teacher, the capable teacher is the one who is free from sattvika bandha also. That he has great clarity of vision. And because of that vision, the teacher is highly accommodative and patient and tolerant. So that is the strength of the teacher. Swami used to say, the veracity in what we teach is our strength. The veracity in what we teach is our strength. We don't care what the world says, okay? The teacher must be very 100% clear what I'm teaching is right. The veracity in teaching is strength, he used to say. Like that, the teacher must have the strength, okay, of having veracity in his teaching, thereby the vision-backed patience and tolerance and accommodative nature, so that he can, then the communication will be effortless. It should go and hit the student's mind. The student also, as a spiritual aspirant, with the burning urge for jnanam, when he listens to the teacher with the focused attention, he should not miss the vision. So whatever is communicated by the teacher should become the vision of the student. The teacher's communication is communication of the vision the teacher has, and that becomes the vision on the part of the student also. That sort of capability must be there on the part of the teacher and the student. That's what is implied, meant here. Okay. Saha viryam vidyadi nimittam samarthyam karavavahai. So nirvartayavahai means may we both, make efforts. Should the teacher make efforts? The teacher has already all strength. Then Tejasvi. I told you already, Tejasvi, if you make it, it's a pulling shabda. A brilliance, Tejas, brilliance, noun. Tejasvi, nakarantaha, pullingaha, Tejasvin shabda. So the brilliant man, brilliant person, when you say Tejasvi, brilliant woman, Tejasvini. So Tejasvi, Nakaranta Shabda, the masculine gender, brilliant. Tejasvini, Ikaranta, Stilinga Shabda, brilliant. Now Tejasvi, new to gender word, Napusakalinga Shabda. Adhitam. Now is equal to what again? Now means us. Now means of both us, both of us. Of both. Of us. Avayoho. The now is the same. So you must see the meaning of the word now in a different context. Here now does not mean us. Here of both. Of us. Avayoho. Tejasvi means brilliant. Now, Tejasvinoho. We both also, we both are Tejasvis. Tejasvinoho. Adhitam. Avayoho Tejasvinoho. Adhitam. Su adhitam. Swadhitam astu. Whatever is understood, has been understood by the teacher as well as the student, be brilliant, of the brilliant people. The may understanding be brilliant. If understanding has to be brilliant, mean what? We must shine. Because shine means it must be effective, must be productive, it must be beneficial, useful. So, and we both being blessed with the brilliance, and we both are also Tejasvis. So, avayoho Tejasvinoho adhitam swadhitam astu. Tejasvi astu means what? Su adhitam astu, well ascertained. May the teaching and of the Shastram understood by this teacher and the student. This adhitam, the teaching which has been understood by the teacher already, the teaching which has yet to be understood by the student, that teaching, adhitam, be brilliant, means Tejasvi is equal to su adhitam, well ascertained, well assimilated. Su adhitam, swadhitam. Yan sandhi. Swadhitam astu. What does it mean? Tejasvi astu is equal to su adhitam astu, swadhitam astu. May whatever has been understood be well ascertained, well understood. Means artha jnana yogyam astu ityartha. So Tejasvi is equal to su adhitam astu, swadhitam. Swadhitam astu is equal to artha jnana yogyam astu ityartha. What exactly is the meaning? Artha jnana yogyam astu. Artha jnana yogyam astu. Artha jnana yogyam means, so may the teaching be well assimilated, the meaning of the essence of the teaching, the essence of the teaching be understood, well ascertained, well, it is beneficial. All it has been said, same thing. See, swadhitam, sudhitam, swadhitam, already as I told you, su adhitam, well learned, well assimilated, well ascertained, well understood. Means what? Su adhitam, swadhitam. So may the teaching be understood well, means may the vision of the teacher become the vision of the student. May the teacher's vision must be clear vision, doubt-free vision. And that doubt-free, clear, ascertained vision, the teacher become the clear doubt free ascertain vision of this student. That is what is the meaning of the word artha jnana yogyam astu. Okay. Then we will go next word, next. Ma vidvishavahai. Now Shankar Bhagavad Pada comments on the next sentence. Ma vidvishavahai. Vidya grahana nimittam. Already we know very well. Vidvishavahai means may we hate each other. Ma vidvishavahai avam. Ma is a negative particle. May we both not hate each other. Literal translation. As I told you already, there's no need for the teacher, the Vedanta teacher, the student to hate each other. So what it means is, Shankar Bhagavad Pada explains, vidya grahana nimittam. Vidya grahana nimittam. Sishyasya acharyasya va pramada kritat. The two versions. One version we'll see the following word after pramada kritat. We have two different words. One version is anyayat. Another version is aparadhat. Pramada kritat aparadhat. Pramada kritat anyayat. Both words are found. Okay. We see Shingari, you can see that website. You get these both words are found. Okay. Pramada kritat anyayat. Pramada kritat aparadhat. Both almost the meaning is the same. Vidveshaha praptaha. Vidveshaha praptaha means, see, some sort of misunderstanding got. Misunderstanding happened between the teacher and the student. How does it happen? Pramada kritat. Pramadena kritam means what? Accidentally done. Pramadena kritam, pramada kritam. Unexpectedly, inadvertently, accidentally done. What? Commission or omission. Something, commission or omission, the part of the teacher or the part of the student. Sishyasya pramada kritam or acharyasya pramada kritam. So, inadvertently, accidentally, unexpectedly done, commission or omission, or accidentally committed or omitted, wrong or right. Okay, committed wrong or omitted right on the part of the teacher and the student during the period of the study of the Shastram. In the process of the study of the Shastram, Pramada Kritat. Anyayat or aparadhat. Anyayam, something, some. Anyayam is what? Nyayam means fair. Anyayam is unfair. So, accidentally omitted, committed, unfair action. Or, you can say aparadha. Wrong thing. So, pramada kritat, anyayat, aparadhat, because of that, the hetu. What is the reason for vidvesha? What is the hetu for vidvesha? That is given the fifth case. Pramada kritat, aparadhat, accidentally committed something wrong of fault of the teacher or the student. There happens the vidveshaha. So vidveshaha praptaha. The communication gaps, misunderstanding of each other. Tachamanaya. If at all there's any misunderstanding happened of the teacher and the student, because of the accidentally committed or omitted something improper, tachamanaya means tasya vidveshasya shamanaya. Tasya vidveshasya shamanaya. For resolving that misunderstanding. For resolving that misunderstanding. Yam Aashihi. Aashihi means wishes. So wish here is, wish implies what? Prayer. Yam Aashihi. Aashihi singular word. Aashihi. Yam Aashihi. Strilinga Shabda. Therefore, Yam Aashihi. This wish. This wish with this prayer. This request. This begging. Okay. Yam Aashihi. This intense prayer. This fervent prayer. Is for resolving that misunderstanding. Tachamanaya means tasya vidveshasya shamanaya. For resolving that misunderstanding happened between the teacher and the student, or of the teacher and the student, happened to teacher and student because of the unfair commission or omission, or because of the fault, accidentally committed wrong thing of the teacher and the student. For this, Yam Aashihi, this intense prayer. What intense prayer? Ma vidvishavahai. Ma vidvishavahai. Very important. No, in Guru Gita it is said, we can earn the anger of anybody in the world. We can earn the anger of even Bhagavan in the world. If Bhagavan gets angry with you because of our wrong actions, and who can protect us? He says, Gurau Rushte Kopinatrata. Gurau Rushte Kopinatrata. If Guru becomes angry, nobody in the world can protect you. Whereas, Ishure Rushte, when Bhagavan gets angry, Guru can protect you. What does it mean? Bhagavan gets angry means what? Bhagavan doesn't get angry actually. Whenever we because of wrong actions, improper actions, whenever we go against values, dharma, naturally we are punished by Bhagavan, of law and order. Then we suffer. When suffering is there, what do? We go to the teacher. And then teacher helps us understand, gives right perspective through teaching, and helps us, he protects us from the samsara, the problems, the all our problems. So Guru protects when Bhagavan gets angry. When Guru gets angry, nobody can protect. What does it mean? Guru never gets angry at all. Guru gets angry means what? If we are not able to win the heart of the teacher, if we are not able to go to the teacher, approach the teacher, and if we enjoy the benefit of the teacher, it's as good as provoking the Guru's anger. Guru doesn't get angry at all. The Guru Gita, there's a beautiful verse. What it means is, the whole life of samsara, what we go through in our life, is ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. And in keeping with our own punya papas, what we have earned in our previous janmas. Therefore, it's all, whenever we suffer in life, we go through unpleasant experiences in life, we have to understand, we are experiencing Bhagavan's anger. Not really anger. Understand? Whenever we go through unpleasant, undesirable situations, experiences in life, they're ordained by Bhagavan Dhamma of natural laws, in keeping with our own papa karma we have in our account, means Bhagavan being the very order, Bhagavan is helpless. Bhagavan as an order helplessly ordains what we deserve as a result of our own actions. And we go through pain, unpleasant situations. That is, going through such unpleasant situations ordained by Ishwaran for law and order is said to be the expression of Bhagavan's anger. When we become the victims of Bhagavan's anger in the form of going through the pains in life, and who is the protector? Guru Hutrata. Okay. Ishwaraya Rishte Guru Strata. Guru is the protector. Guru can give us, teach us the Shastram. By unfolding the subject matter of the Shastram, Guru can help us understand the reason for our suffering. He can bless us with what? Different perspective. He can bless us with vision of the oneness of the reality. Thereby he can help protect us from the samsara. Guru Trishte, when Guru becomes angry, means what? Guru does not become angry again. If we are not, we do not have punyam, if we are not fortunate enough to be exposed to teaching, to enjoy the teaching, to be inclined for the teaching, and not able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, is as good as provoking a Guru's anger. We are not fortunate enough to be exposed to the teaching and enjoy the benefit of the teaching, then who else can protect us? It is jnanam, jnanam, jnanam is the only absolute source of protection. That's what he said. Therefore, it's very important to maintain a friction-free, lubricated, nice relationship between the teacher and the student for the learning to take place. So, yam ashi ma vidvishavahai, may we not hate each other, may we not have any communication gap between each other, may we understand each other better, may we not have any misunderstanding between each other for any reason. That's why this prayer is for resolving such misunderstanding happen as a result of accidentally done wrong thing on the part of the student or the teacher. Okay. So, ma eva itaretaram vidvisham vidvesham apadyavahai, maiva, that never at all. Itaretaram, itara itaram, itaretaram. Itara itaram, itaretaram. Itaretaram means what? Mutually, one another. In Tamil we say, oruvarukkoruvar. Said, itara itaram, itaretaram. Ma vidvesham apadyavahai. Maiva vidvesham apadyavahai. Vidvesham ma apadyavahai eva. Itaretaram, may we never have any friction at all between, may not have any friction at all towards one another. Itara itaram itaretaram vidvisham ma apadyavahai eva. May we not at all have any misunderstanding at all towards each other. Shanti, shanti, shantihi iti trivachanam uktartham. Ukta artham means what? Trivachanam. Trihi Trir vacham is equal to trihi vachanam. Trihi vachanam means uttering. Uttering of shantihi three times. Trihi vachanam, trir vachanam. Trihi vachanam, trir vachanam. Uttering shantihi three times. The meaning of which has been already explained. What the meaning has been explained? Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Ayadevika, Tapatre, Nivrityartam, Trihi Vachanam, Shantihi, Trivaram, Shantihi. We know very well. Then, Vakshamana, Vidya, Vigna, Prashamanartha, Chayam, Shantihi. Now, Yam, Shantihi. This peace invocation is for the purpose of resolving the obstacles in the attainment of knowledge, which is going to be imparted. Vakshyamana vidya vighna prashamanartha cha iyam shanti. And not only for resolving the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources, it's also for the purpose of the removal, the elimination or resolution of obstacles in attaining the knowledge which is going to be imparted, especially knowledge of the absolute reality. Vakshamana vidya vighna prashamanartha cha yam shantihi. Got it? Okay. Avighnena atma vidya praptihi ashasyate. Avighnena atma vidya shantira ashasyate. Without breaking. Nice. No sandhi here. Sandhi break. We don't break the sandhis. Avighnena atma vidya praptira ashasyate. We break it. Avighnena atma vidya praptira. Tihi aashasyate. See, aashaste. Aashaste is a verb. Aashaste, praise for, wishes for, aspires for. Aashaste. But aashasyate, passive verb. Aashaste. Aashasyate. Aashaste, active voice verb. Aashasyate, passive voice verb. Bhaktaha bhagavantam bhaktim aashaste. Okay. Now here, aashasyate is aspired for, wished for, prayed for. What is aashasyate? Vidya praptihi aashasyate. Knowledge or attainment of knowledge is aspired for. What about vidya praptihi? Atma vidya praptihi. Attainment of the knowledge of the self. Atmanaha vidyayaha praptihi. Atma vidya praptihi. Atmanaha vidyayaha praptihi aashasyate. Atma vidya praptihi aashasyate. Self knowledge is aspired for, wished for, prayed for. How? Avighnena, without any obstacles. Without an obstacle. Vighnena vina avighnena. Vighnena vina avighnena. Avighnena atma vidya praptihi aashasyate. avighnena atma vidya prapti ashasyate. Self knowledge is prayed for, aspired for without any obstacle. Why self knowledge is aspired for without any obstacle? There should not be any obstacle at all in attaining self knowledge, because tanmoolam hi param shreyah iti. Tanmoolam, tan tat moolam, tanmoolam, that is the only means, the only cause for what? Hi param shreyah, param shreyah, the absolute good, the ultimate goal. Param shreyah means the most exalted end, the absolute goal, the absolute good in terms of moksha, has that knowledge as the basis. Not just the means. Param shreyaha tanmoolam. Because here knowledge of the self is prayed for without any obstacle, because absolute end, the ultimate goal, moksha, has its root in that knowledge, which means the knowledge itself is moksha. Okay, with this, the meaning of the Shanti Mantra is over. Now, prathama prathamo nuvakaha. Now, why I was in a hurry yesterday and today? Because before Kartika Jyoti on 13th of December, I want to start this. So, nothing wrong. We can start and study anytime. No problem. But still, again, Pooja Swamiji used to like all these things. So, I also like this. We have Kartika Jyoti on 13th of December. So, I'm happy that we have started that. Prathamo anuvakaha, prathamaha anuvakaha. Now here, Sambandha Bhashyam begins. Before we enter into the actual study of the Upanishad, prathama anuvakaha, we have to understand what Shankara Bhagavad Pada conveys in this Sambandha Bhashyam. Sambandha Bhashyam means what? The commentary presented by Adishankara Bhagavad Pada before he begins his commentary on the second chapter, in order to remind us of the connection between what has been studied before in the previous section and what is going to be taught in the second chapter. The subject matter of the present Sikshavalli, completely all, everything was on karma. Subject matter of the second chapter, Brahmanandavalli, we must know the connection between subject matter of the Sikshavalli and the matter of the Brahmanandavalli. Therefore, he begins his Sambandha Bhashyam. Let me read the first sentence. We'll stop there, okay? Samhitadi Vishayani Karma Bihi Aviruddhani Upasanani Uktani. See, Uktani, Uktam, Ukte, Uktani. Uktani means, Uktam means has been said. Ukte, two things have been said. Many things have been said before. Uktani have been discussed, have been already said. What have been said? He says, karma bihi aviruddhani upasanani uktani. various meditations which are unopposed to karma rituals have been prescribed, have been discussed before. Karma bhihi aviruddhani upasanani. See, upasanam, meditation. Upasanani, meditations. So many meditations, many upasanani, upasanams have been mentioned before in the previous section. And those meditations were how? Aviruddhani, unopposed to karma. Rituals. Why? Ritual involves body, mind and speech. So an action. Upasanam is also an action which involves only the mind. Only upasanam is a manasam karma, and karma mental activity, purely mental activity, whereas ritual is an activity involving body, mind and speech. So performance ritual is also, ritual comes under the category of karma, action. Upasanam also comes under the category of the action. Mental action, activity. Therefore, there's no reason for it to be opposed to karma. Therefore, in the previous section, Sikshavalli, meditations which are unopposed to rituals have been mentioned, were mentioned. And meditations having the Samhita, etc., as their objects of focus. Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani. Meditations having the symbols, the objects of focus, such as Samhita, the Samhita, okay, the conjunction of letters, etc. So we saw many meditations. Samhita adi Vishayani means what? In one meditation, conjunction of letters was the symbol, which is called Samhita Upasanam. Then we saw Vyakriti Upasanam. We had Omkara Upasanam. No, we have Pankta Brahma Upasanam. That is many meditations have been mentioned. And each meditation, the symbols were different. Therefore, he says, Samhitadi Vishayani, Karma Bihi Aviruddhani, Upasanani Uktani. Simple. Meditations have been mentioned. Kidrushani Upasanani Uktani, Karma Bihi Aviruddhani, Punaha Kidrushani, Samhitadi Vishayani. Meditations having different objects of focus, such as conjunction of letters, etc., these meditations which are not opposed to karma have been discussed in the previous chapter. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Okay, we'll see next class. Next week, we will continue. Okay, until then, you have time for catching up the what has been taught. It's okay. I'll see you soon in one hour's time. Next week onwards, we'll start earlier. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.